The Hawaii Tourism Authority commissioned a study in 2015 to find out how many non-hotel visitor accommodations were being advertised or promoted statewide. Daniel Naho'opi'i is the Director of Tourism Research for the HTA.
The report shows that of all of the vacation units in the state of Hawaii, we found about 17,000 units are individually advertised online or promotions on websites, etc.
Naho'opi'i says on any given day, the number of private rentals is about 10,000 since many owners don't rent year-round. The governor vetoed a bill last session that would have allowed rental broker Airbnb to collect transient accommodation taxes from their operators payable to the state. Mufi Hanneman, president and CEO of the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association, says the measure would have leveled the playing field.
When we pressed Airbnb folks on how much money they thought could come in for the first year, they were talking about $15 million. So let's say conservatively, it's $15 million for over 5 years, and you're going to get between $75 and $100 million. That's money that the state is not getting now.
Hanneman says the increased TAT revenue could be used to encourage the counties to tighten zoning and planning laws. The House and Senate passed the Airbnb bill before the governor's veto, and Representative Tom Brower, who chairs the House Tourism Committee, says he will revisit the issue.
We're going to look into legislation, and it seems like there's some loopholes, and we've had different legislation throughout the years. But the issue that some had, including myself, that it legitimized some vacation rentals, which really were neighborhoods that weren't zoned for that.
Senator Laura Thielen says illegal vacation rentals are a big problem in her district, especially in Kailua and Waimanalo. She supports collecting taxes, but would like to take it further.
The legislation that's passed in other jurisdictions also makes sure that vacation rental owners are held to safety standards, land use standards, and the laws of the local jurisdictions. And so we need to make sure that any bill that comes through holds those operators to the same standards as well.
There are approximately 29,000 hotel units in Waikiki, with another 2,000 coming online by 2020. Waikiki Business Improvement Association President Rick Egid says that's still 1,000 units less than a decade ago.
One of the reasons the numbers went down was because some of the hotel units have gotten converted to condo hotel. The market is now for larger family-style units rather than just the small one-bedroom hotel rooms of the past.
HTA's Naho'opi'i agrees. He says there's a shift in the visitor industry with demand for alternatives to hotel-driven experiences.
There's a global trend to be more exploratory and to try out the neighborhoods. And, you know, there's a lot of great offerings, especially on neighbor islands, about staying in these neighborhoods as opposed to being just isolated within a resort.
According to the HTA study, there are an estimated 2,000 private rentals on Oahu, with the remaining 8,000 on the neighbor islands. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.